Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Thursday, August 5th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Bombings won't stop Bible study in Iraq. Phenomenal response comes to a new Christian radio station in Haiti, and veterinary medicine opens doors for an audio gospel project in Uganda. These stories and more are next on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in Iraq as Christians are living in fear after church bombings in that war-torn nation. All of the churches targeted were Catholic. World Help is working with 72 evangelical churches there, and Eric Vest says these believers are frightened.
The connection is being made in people's minds that Christians are somehow working hand in hand with the American occupation and thus are legitimate targets. There is a tremendous amount of fear among evangelical Christians, while at the same time a resolve to stay committed to their mission and their country.
The violence is also causing a tremendous weariness in the Islamic world toward Islam.
It's not necessarily fueling an interest in Christians per se or Christian churches at first. It is fueling a tremendous interest in the Word of God. And that's why we've chosen to focus at World Help on distributing the Word of God.
$5 can print and distribute a Bible in Iraq. Pray that many will respond. Meanwhile, with the recent increase in violence against churches in Iraq, many are wondering what that's doing to local outreach. Bible Pathways' Karen Hawkins says it's not hampering the ministry of one church in a city that's a hotbed for Islamic insurgents.
The pastor there has started a weekly Bible study using the Bible Pathway, and so it's exciting for us. And they've also asked that we send both the Arabic and the English 5-minute daily broadcast tapes. They would like to make copies and distribute to people.
Bible Pathways, through the Bible devotional commentary, is hand-delivered to Iraq. Hawkins says the study material is unique.
There is no other material that is known, at least to any of the Arabic ministries I've talked to, that goes completely through the Bible. Within 1 year, you've read all of the Bible in about 15 minutes a day.
As believers understand Scripture, evangelism is a natural result. You're listening to Mission Network News. In its first week of broadcasting, response to the gospel message of Radio 4VBM in Haiti is nothing less than phenomenal. Dick McLeish with Men for Missions, the layman's voice of OMS International, says they just expanded the station's signal.
4VBM is a station that went online. It's in the Jeremy area, which is down in the southwest portion of Haiti. And it actually is one of our downlink stations. It's the third downlink station that we've had go in. So Radio 4VEH is being broadcast through that radio station.
McLeish says aside from plans for several more stations, they're anticipating the future of ministry. He says they're looking for volunteers.
We're looking forward to sending teams in now to distribute the handheld solar-powered radios so that people who don't have a regular radio will be able to pick up the signal also. We have some teams set up for later on in the fall, and then more in the first part of the year.
Next, Greater Europe Mission is involved with outreach efforts in Greece during the Olympic Games. Many performance groups will be doing programs to keep people busy during their free time. The Greek Bible Institute will house 75 people with ministries at the Games. The Greek Evangelical Church's outreach program has already distributed thousands of gospel packets, and teams have been picking up trash and handing out living water bottles in the name of Jesus. Pray that people will respond. And Audio Scripture Ministries is helping with a veterinary medicine project in northeastern Uganda. The people follow an agricultural bent, but have a history of violent armed conflicts. ASM found a unique ministry helping them with their livestock. That's opened doors for the formation of a ministry meeting both livestock needs and presenting the good news with audio. 30 Tape Talk 2 players will be shipped during this month. Training and distribution are slated to begin in September. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the book Practice of the Presence of God from Transworld Radio, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's a collection of conversations and letters that will help you draw closer to the Lord. That's Practice of the Presence of God from Transworld Radio at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.